Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace. Do you ever wonder what's happening behind the scenes of the multi-trillion dollar fashion industry? In the new podcast, Fashion People, Puck correspondent and 20-year fashion veteran Lauren Sherman and a rotating cast of industry insiders discuss what fashion people are really talking about behind the scenes of the star-studded business, from creative director switcheroos to M&A drama, DTC downfalls, and Met Gala mishaps. Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That seems like a great time.
Oh, good grief. Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rizdal. Welcome back to the Thursday edition of Make Me Smart, making today make sense.
That's right. I'm Molly Wood. Thank you for joining us for our 500th episode.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, did you get any special thing that Bridget sent?
I did, like 9 pounds of ice cream. Thanks, Bridget.
Yes, I know. It was awesome.
Love our team. It's even like the good local place. Yeah, multiple flavors. I mean, this team knows how to party from afar.
It does. I think, Bridget, I'm not telling you how to do your job, but it's not cool that the hosts get the goodies, right? You gotta do like stuff for everybody. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's true. Yep. Uh-huh.
Right?
Just whip out the corporate credit card. Equal opportunity ice cream for all.
That's right.
Everybody got ice cream, I hope. It wouldn't just be us. That would be silly. I'm just going to let her not answer while she quickly shops for everyone else. Knowing Bridget, she shops for everyone else.
You're new to being a host, right? Because, come on, the hosts get special stuff all the time, and you have to make an effort.
She wrote ice cream in our hearts.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to send all of you
your
ice cream.
In your cold, dark,
send it right back.
Ball of coal heart, Bridget. All right.
Anyway, even though it's normally hollowed out Thursday, we have freezers full of ice cream. Producers have ice cream in their hearts. And we're going to play it a little differently today. We're going to do some news, which will be a little hollowed out. I'm going to warn you in advance. And then we're going to bring it back for the special edition of Half Full, Half Empty. Drew agreed to come to work today to host it for us. He comes to work every day. I'm just joking.
Every day. Eagerly and happily. Okay, you go first. Go.
Oh, my biscuits. I mean, I don't even know where to start. With today, I just don't even know where to start. Like, if you were going to design a hollowed out shell Thursday, then you would kind of totally have today. So I'm not going to go too much into the bomb threat in front of the Library of Congress, except to say
it happened.
We're making, we have had a subset of a certain type of terrorist in this country for a long time. And all we're doing is making more.
Yep.
Okay. In the headlines, and also on the news of 3 U.S. senators testing positive for COVID-19, vaccinated senators.
All of whom are vaccinated. Yes. Right, exactly.
All of whom are vaccinated. I want to point you to this story from sciencemag.org about Israel, which now apparently, despite having one of the highest levels of vaccination, 78% of those 12 and older are fully vaccinated, most of them with Pfizer. The country is now logging one of the world's highest infection rates with nearly 650 new cases. Now, more than half of those are in fully vaccinated people. So as we've been discussing, this thing is moving like wildfire. And it's part of the reason I assume that we're having this conversation about the third shots, the booster shots. Johnson & Johnson folks just out in the cold. Kids under 12 apparently still out in the cold.
I know.
It's all... it's all just as March 2019 as it ever was.
It's getting messy again, you know? It's getting messy again.
It's getting like appalling in some states, truly horrific. And then across the country, and as a matter of policy, it's just messy. Where clearly, there's some flailing And you sort of feel like the plans were made for the pandemic ending, not continuing. And it's
right.
just...
That's exactly right. Spot on.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Speaking of rinse and repeat, the U.S. reissued FTC. Thank you. Reissued, just as a little update, its antitrust lawsuit against Facebook. And this was so interesting because, you know, the federal judge in June threw out this case that the FTC in 40 states had filed. And basically were like, you can't just say that Facebook is a monopoly. You actually have to prove it. And so there were a couple of options. One is to broaden the case. One is to drop it. And instead, it sounds like the FTC under, you know, the big famous Lina Khan, new commissioner, refiled the case with kind of like more detail. Somebody, I think it was the New York Times, said it was like there was a book report and they said, you need to show your work. And they went and showed their work, which I think is going to be really interesting to watch because it's very much the same case. It's calling for breakups. And the undoing of purchases that were made, you know, that the FTC rubber stamped. And it's going to be kind of a fascinating and long road.
Yeah, it's going to be a very long road, right? That's where those of you expecting a quick resolution don't.
No, but I do think that is, I mean, again, this is, you know, she's a sharp lady. And I just think it's really interesting that she apparently felt and the lawyers at the FTC felt that, no, this case really does stand on its merits. They just needed to do a little more work. The other thing I thought was so interesting is that the vote to revive this suit was 3-2 with all the Democratic members of the FTC voting for it. And the Republicans, who have made no end of noise about reining in big tech because of concerns over censorship, voted against the lawsuit.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't know. And also, just go read this Ringer story about this gross new host of Jeopardy. Because I'm sorry, this guy is gross.
He's going to lose the gig. He's going to lose the gig. Because there's no way that they can roll him out in front of local stations to do promos and all this stuff. Let's back up.
Yeah.
Why don't you tee up the Ringer story on Mike Richards? And yeah,
I guess go we
ahead.
Totally should, yes.
Yeah.
While Kai and I were on vacation, Mike Richards was named the new host of Jeopardy alongside Mayim Bialik, who was formerly on Blossom, who's going to like host the special programs or something. And then also, by the way, I found out today that she is sort of a proponent of like really unproven, you know, brain improving stuff that was described by a writer as snake oil and is a sort of a low key anti-vaxxer, like had to come out and say, no, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Yeah. I did at long last get the flu vaccine for my children for the first time this year. And also the COVID vaccine, but I still think that they're crap and there are too many of them and all this like cast out on vaccine. So it's just like, it's messy on every level. But the reason it's messy with the guy who was the new host, and I know you already know this, but just in case, he was the executive producer. He was leading the search committee. There were lots and lots and lots of people who had been vetted and tried out for this show, including LeVar Burton. As you know, a lot of people love that. Also Aaron Rodgers, Robin Roberts, Savannah Guthrie, all these like really successful, accomplished TV people. And this dude comes out of nowhere and hires himself. Yeah. And that was gross. But now it just goes on and on with what a gross, like, Me Too guy he is. That there, you know, have been questions about the mistreatment of female employees when he was the executive producer of The Price is Right. He was originally named as a defendant at one point in one of those complaints. There are like all these recordings of a podcast that he used to do, which has now been deleted, which adorable. The internet keeps everything.
Everything.
Where he just is disgusting. Where the stuff that he just says about women as a matter of casual course is disgusting, and in 2021 should be unacceptable. Gross. Yeah, this guy is gross.
Totally agree. I'm just gonna let it sit there. So now that we can get to my point, which was there's no way that Sony Pictures Entertainment, which owns Jeopardy, can roll Mike Richards out to local stations for happy happy glad glad promos and not have somebody ask about this. And that's I don't understand how you think that's going to work. You know?
I don't either. That's what I guess I find so amazing about this whole story is like, do you guys think nothing changed? Because I know not as much changed as we would like. I know that not a lot changed, but like some stuff did change. And this guy is a no-go. We'll see.
I don't know what they're thinking.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay, I did like nine. I'm sorry. Okay. Your turn.
No, that's all right. That's good. Mine is reasonably quick, and it comes with a very large tip of the hat to Kimberly Adams, who on Monday morning, as the whole event in Afghanistan was still unfolding, slacked me and said, what about all that military gear that we gave the Afghan army that we took over there and left there? Who has that now? The Taliban has that now. And sure enough, the very first question to the Secretary of Defense on that Monday was, what about all the gear? And Secretary Austin basically said, yeah, we're working on that. So from Reuters today, this note.
Oh.
Talking about the Humvees and everything that's left over there from small arms to helicopters. And Reuters reports this. The officials said launching airstrikes against the larger equipment, such as helicopters, has not been ruled out to destroy it, obviously. But there is concern that would antagonize the Taliban at a time the United States' main goal is evacuating people. So all
so
of these American-made weapons. That, well, you know, as it stands right now, you know?
Well, you try to take, you know,
right.
the big, huge right. gun and tank away from the guy who's holding the big, huge tank and gun. So, yeah, they're going to get to keep it.
I think it's all so interesting. The attitude that the American government seems to have about, you know, we're requiring the Taliban to do this, and we're demanding free passage, and we're thising, and we're thatting. And I'm like, they won. They've got the guns.
Oh, yeah.
They've got the territory.
Yep.
They won. What kind of leverage do you possibly think you have? I just, I mean, they're posturing clearly, but come on, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway. I don't. Yep. This is a weird one.
Yeah.
Yep. In terms of, I mean, right. it's an absolutely, utterly horrific one, but it's also just like, what
terrible.
Is happening?
Yeah. All right. We're going to do a very awkward change of gears here. Next
we
sound
are.
You're going to hear,
Help.
You usually hear on a Friday. But we're going to hear it today because it is the 500th episode. So let's see what happens.
So let's go.
Boom. Boom. So 500 episodes, half full, half empty, very quick. And it's going to be interesting to see how this goes with no tequila or wine or Batanga or beer in the program. But we'll just see. Drew Jostad came into work today. Drew, what's up, yo?
I can't believe I'm here on a Thursday.
I know.
I know.
All right, feel
we
free.
We appreciate you. To ice cream for you.
Be as honest as you want with the first one here. Are you half full or half empty on doing this 500 more times?
Oh, man.
Is this a trap?
Can I pass? Do any of the bosses listen to this? Let's just pass. Pass. I'm going to call a friend and say pass.
For the sake of the audience, I'm going to say half full. We love this show.
What Molly said. Oh, my goodness. Next.
All right.
Get us out of here. Holy
Are
God.
You feeling optimistic or pessimistic on the topics you'll have to choose from for your news fix on the 1,000th episode?
Well,
oh,
all right. So let's,
man.
Let's do some super quick math here, right? There are give or take 200 work days in a year. Right. So that's mm-hmm. 2.5 years from now. 2.5 years
right.
from now is going to be 2020. What year is this? 2021, 22, 23.
This is 2024.
So
like
we're going to be like in
four and a
it's
half.
It's going to be like election stuff and it's going to be. I'm pessimistic.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm half
Very
empty.
Yeah. The economy will be doing well, but politics and society will be troubled. And I don't know about tech. You tell me about tech there, boss man. You know,
I don't know. I'm not even sure the economy will be doing well.
I think it will be.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm
generally
I hate
pessimistic.
To say,
yeah.
Generally pessimistic. Half empty on that one.
And
womp womp.
How are you feeling about the odds of doing an in-person Make Me Smart taping in 2022?
Great. All the way full.
Yeah, I'm all the way full. All the way full. And honestly, if we can't, that would be a real freaking tragedy. Let me just say, because we did that one. You remember that one event in San Francisco we did? How fun that was?
Yeah, that was so fun. Yeah,
it was super fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If we can't do it, we're overthinking things. We're doing it.
Yes, which is entirely possible. But yeah, I'm way full. All the way full. Boom.
Way full. That'd be so fun. Okay.
What a note.
An easy one.
What a note to go out on.
Yay. Can't wait to hang out, everybody.
Good one.
Thanks, Drew.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Drew. Do we know who wrote that sting? Did Daniel Ramirez and Ben Tolliday write that sting? Do we know?
I don't know, but I bet the answer is coming to us in Slack right now.
We're going to find out.
It
will be
awesome.
In Slack in a moment. Yes.
That is it, as you can tell by the sting ending the segment. That was super fun. And also, thank you, audience, for letting us do this show 500 times. It's it adds up fast when you go daily, is what we realized.
Tell
and
what,
so we appreciate the opportunity to hang out every day, actually. Oh, my God. Yeah, Drew wrote it. Drew
Did he really?
Wrote the sting.
That's awesome sauce.
What? That is amazing.
That's cool. I didn't know he was musically inclined. That's great, Greg.
Incredible. Incredible.
We should start putting that in
our
the Friday credits.
Our engineers are so talented.
We should start putting that in the Friday credits.
Let's do it.
I mean, Ben and Daniel get
yes,
it, and they
please.
Don't even work here anymore, for crying out loud. Could I just say?
Seriously. Drew's out here working on a Thursday.
I know. Holy cow. All right. We're going to go. Economics on Tap tomorrow, the YouTube live stream, the whole deal, the Discord, everything. 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 over on the East Coast. Send us your questions, would you? We need to fill another 500 shows worth of questions or comments or whatever. Make me smart at marketplace.org. Leave us a voicemail. Our number is 508-827-6278. 508-UB-SMART. Hook us up.
Ain't you
Hook
smart?
Us up.
Eight.
There we
funny.
Go.
Make me smart. Oops. Smart. Hold on. Wait for it.
No,
there
no.
we go. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera, who definitely deserves ice cream. Today's episode was engineered by Liana Squilacci, same and super musically inclined. Tony Wagner writes our newsletter.
Senior producer is Bridget Bodner, who is now very, very furiously right now Googling ice cream places near where everybody lives who does this show. Star Neves is the executive director of On Demand. And we're done. Look at that. We hit the music. Perfect.
Amazing.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.